Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Greetings you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let us thank Almighty God for granting such a good time again for all of us to meditate His Word. For today's reading and meditation, the Gospel portion is taken from the Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 5, verses commencing from 13 through 16. Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, as we are going to meditate your word, kindly speak to us so that we can grasp your word in a well manner, and that would be helpful for our future life. We submit ourselves into your mighty hand. Seek your blessings and support. Kindly empower us by your Holy Spirit. Enrich our life by your abundant grace. In your name we pray. Amen. So for today's reading and meditation, our church has been decided a particular theme. That is life for the glory of God. Life for the glory of God. And our church separated this Sunday as Temperance Sunday. Temperance Day. And temperance movement, it's a movement which stands against use of alcoholic products or other substances which cause addiction. Addiction means it's a menace, and also it destroys the life, beauty, and harmony between people, and it will destroy the family relationship and particularly our personal life. So temperance movement, that movement started in early 20th century, and still it has its own relevance. That's why one of among churches, Marthoma Church, designated this particular theme and reflect upon this particular theme in this Sunday. So temperance movement, it started in early 20th century, but it has its own relevance this Sunday also. We are going to meditate this gospel portion on behalf of this particular theme. And we must ask to ourselves, what is the purpose of my life? We are utilizing so many things which gives pleasure to us. And we are experiencing various kinds of pleasures in the glittering and glamoring world. Let us ask to ourselves, What is the purpose of my life? It's for nothing. Our life is for glorifying God. Life for the glory of God. Gospel according to Saint Matthew chapter 5, verse 15, we can see, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds, good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So we are working and we are doing various kinds of jobs and we are participating in various kinds of activities and deliberations. The people are watching around us. They are carefully watching our deeds and they are hearing our words and they will certify that you are good. So we are doing work, others should say it is good. So here in this verse says that, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works. It may be good or it may be bad in our sight, but the people will evaluate us. They are carefully watching us. They are carefully carefully listening our words. So our works and our words and our activities, it should glorify your Father who is in heaven. Here Jesus Christ says that our purpose here on this earth is to glorify the Almighty God, because God sent us to this world. He gave such a beautiful life to all of us, and He empowered our life by His abundant mercy and grace and mighty strength. So the purpose of our purpose here on this earth is to glorify the Almighty God. So dearly beloved, remember us, we are not here to just have a fun. We are engaging in various activity for fun. It's not just have a fun. We are not here to make a name by ourselves. We are not here just to make money or worldly possession or accumulate various kinds of possessions and to enjoy the various kinds of pleasures as we like. We are not even here to follow our hearts or all kind of other things. Bible clearly says that we are here to glorify God. So when we read Bible, it makes that clear. Especially 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20, we can see. Paul writes, you were brought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. You were brought at a price. You were in the pit of sin. You were in the darkness. You were in the hands of satanic power. You were in the hands of evil power. But the Almighty God sent His only begotten Son, and through His atoning sacrifice, He brought you and He redeemed you. He cleansed you. So that's why you were brought at a price. Therefore, your responsibility is to honor God with your bodies. As we are living in this body, we should praise His holy name and we should glorify His holy name. That is our purpose of our life. And again Paul writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. What a beautiful verse. It's quite relevant on this particular Sunday. That is, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God created us and sustained us and provided various kinds of blessings upon us and enriched our life by His abundant and manifold blessings. And He poured His Spirit upon us. And He paved our path by His pre-knowledge and foreknowledge and pre-plan. Never forget. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. How can we glorify the Almighty God? Jesus Christ clearly says that you can glorify God by being salt and light. So we can't be a salt and light. Jesus Christ metaphorically, symbolically, He says that you can glorify the Almighty God on this earth or in your family or in your company or in your firm. You can glorify God by being a salt, by being a light. I have already done a sermon a few Sundays back regarding the you are the salt on the earth, and also you salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. So you have already known the peculiarity of salt and light. Here Jesus Christ, He says that you can glorify the Almighty God by your words, by your thoughts, and by your deeds, by being a salt and by being a light. Salt preserves. Mainly the two features of salt are salt preserves and salt flavors. You can easily remember. Salt preserves and salt flavors. So in a world without refrigerators and freezers, salt was the preservative. So it protects food from decay. So as a Christian and disciple of God, you should protect yourself from sin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So as a disciple of God, you have the responsibility to protect yourself. As a father, as a mother, as a disciple of God, as Christian, as a believers of Detroit Mar Thoma Church, we should protect ourselves. Then we can protect our children. Then we can protect our family. And we can protect our society. And we can protect our fellow beings. So cover your family with a shield of prayer and act as a salt in your family. There's a chances of fall. There's a chances of sin. And sin is awaiting for you in many ways. You have the responsibility to protect yourself, to keep yourself from sin, and to protect your family and protect your children. So we can see salt after adding in a food, you know. Our life is like that. God gave only a limited life to us, a short lifespan. Short lifespan. We are living here on this earth. After adding salt in a food, we can't see salt there. We can't see. Human being will depart from this earth, surely. But we must share our qualities, our flavors, our essence, and our values to the surroundings so that they can experience. When we taste some food, we can experience the presence of salt. The other meaning, nobody sees salt. Am I correct? Nobody sees salt. It is hidden. It is hidden. But it is doing a good work. Praise the Lord. So in at a home, you know, a father nurtures his children. And mother preparing everything for children. And they are togetherly, they are nurturing their children. Nobody knows because they are not printing a notice or they are not posting in the Facebook or any other social media that I am doing such and such things for my children. Do you know? They never say because their duty, their responsibility. They pray for their children and they act as a role model of their children in their family. Nobody knows. Their duties are hidden inside the family. But dearly beloved, you are doing so many wonderful things, so many good things. Nobody knows that. You don't worry that. Salt is hidden in the food. But at the same time, it reveals its quality through that particular presence. Hallelujah. Nobody knows. Some elderly people, they are praying daily. And some people, they are participating in family prayer. And they are weeping before the Almighty God and supplicating their supplications and the needs of others to the mighty hands of God. Nobody knows their dedication and their commitment. But it has its own relevance in their family as well as the society. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Salt is hidden. You may be hidden in your family. So you need not to worry about that. Do your duty and spread your quality and essence, flavors to others so that you can protect yourself and others. And you can work for the sake of others too. By being light also, we can glorify our Almighty God. In John's Gospel, Jesus says that, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He gave such a privilege to all of us that you are the light of the world. Benjamin, you are the light of the world. Jesus Christ told that, I am the light of the world. Now he says in his Sermon on Mount, he says that you are the light of the world. What a privilege. What a privilege. You are the light of the world. That means we are the reflectors. We can't be a light by ourselves. We can only reflect the light of Jesus Christ to others or before others. We are receiving the source and energy from our Almighty God. We have only duty, only responsibility that to reflect His light before others in this world. We can't be a light. We are only reflectors. Jesus Christ told that, I am the light. And now he is saying that, you are the light. So we came to this world to be a witnessing of that particular light. John came on this earth to witness that light. Our responsibility is to witness that light. Hallelujah. So you called to reflect His light to light through your words, through your deeds, as well as through your thoughts. And he provided such a light to all of us through his sacrifice. He died on the cross. And he moved so closer to us through his sacrifice. Through his death, he poured his light upon us. We were in darkness. We were in darkness. But he redeemed us from that darkness and helped us to move through his light. That's why in Marthoma Church emblem we can see a famous statement. You know, what is that? Loud. Loud. Lighted to lighten. What is the meaning of that sentence? We are enlightened community to lighten others. That is our responsibility. Because we are receiving light from Jesus Christ. And our responsibility is to reflect this light. Our children are watching us. In our family, little children are watching us. Our youth, they are watching us. They are hearing our words, our deeds. Be a role model before them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we reflect the love of Jesus Christ to you, our children, surely they will receive that love. When we reflect satanic powers or evil things or evil doings, surely they will see that evil activities, unwanted matters. Our duty is to reflect Jesus Christ's light to others. And I am going to wind up my sermon. But there is a danger. There is a danger. What is that? By being a light, by being salt, there is a danger. Jesus Christ clearly pointed out that there is a danger. What is that? There is a failure may come. What is that? Salt can lose its saltiness. There is a danger. You are the salt, but there will be a chance of losing saltiness. Always be careful. And another danger, we can put light under basket. That is another danger. By being a light, some people, they are hiding. They are hiding themselves. They are trying to hiding themselves, their talents, their abilities, and their potentialities, the various kinds of the blessings Almighty God showered upon them. They are trying to hide all those things. There's a danger. So don't hide yourself. And don't try to lose your saltiness. Salt can lose its saltiness, and we can put light under basket. We can hiding our light. If you detach with Christ, you will lose saltiness and quality. If you detach with Christ, you will lose your light and you are in darkness. In his sermon on Mount, Jesus Christ pointed out that what are the activities that we have to do. From verse 3 to 12, we can see those kind of people. Matthew chapter 5, verses commencing from 3 to 12, we can see different types of people. People, those who have poor in spirit, and those who mourn, and those who meek, those who are meek, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and those who are merciful, and those who are pure in heart, and those who are peacemakers, and those who are persecuted. And these are the people, those who are trying to give light and saltiness to others. We can see verse 3 to 12. Tomorrow, we'll have a holy day. What is that? Martin Luther King Jr.'s day. We are remembering. Why we are remembering that person? Because he fought against racism. And he fought against discrimination. He fought against injustice. And he was an admirer of our Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. And he was a man who received Peace Nobel Prize. And he was the youngest person who received that. He utilized his life as a salt and as a light. And he fought against the segregation and the separation among the Afro-American people. He fought against injustice. Clearly, I'm saying that he was a salt and he was a light. And we can't be a star in the sky. We can't be a star in this. In this day, people are trying to be a star. I'm a star. I'm a superhero star. If you can't be a star in the sky, be a light at your home. Praise the Lord. We or Malayalathile kavithayude oru vaakku njan paranju. Veettile aakashathile taaramaagan aagillengil endu. Veedinu വെളിച്ചം പകരുന്ന വിളക്കായിട്ട് ഇരുന്നു കൂടെ. യു കാൺ ബി എ സ്റ്റാർ. സം പീപ്പിൾ ദേ കാൺ ബി എ സ്റ്റാർ. വി കാൺ. വി ഹാവ് ലിമിറ്റേഷൻസ്. ബട്ട് യു ക്യാൻ ബി എ ലാംപ് അറ്റ് യുവർ ഹോം വിത്ത് യുവർ ഡീഡ്സ്, വിത്ത് യുവർ തോട്ട്സ്, വിത്ത് യുവർ ലിമിറ്റഡ് റിസോഴ്സസ്. യു ക്യാൻ ബി എ ലാംപ് അറ്റ് യുവർ ഹോം. ബി എ റോൾ മോഡൽ ബിഫോർ അതേഴ്സ്. ബി എ സാൾട്ട്. ബൈ ബീങ് എ സാൾട്ട്, ബൈ ബീങ് എ ലൈറ്റ്, വി ക്യാൻ ഗ്ലോറിഫൈ our almighty God. Let us bow our heads. This time I request Mr. Shane Thomas to lead us in prayer.